This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
A sales tax hike to benefit education and property tax relief is becoming law, along with a major shift in the way South Dakota funds public schools. The changes are part of a three-piece legislative package that overhauls education funding. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Bultina reports. A sales tax hike to benefit education and property tax relief is becoming law, along with a major shift in the way South Dakota funds public schools. The changes are part of a three-piece legislative package that overhauls education funding. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Keely Bultina reports.
Governor Dennis Dugard has signed sweeping education funding changes into law. He and Republican State Senator Deb Soholt say it's critical that the new laws increase the sales tax for a boost in teacher pay.
Trying to raise the sales tax by a half a penny is a very heavy lift, and it should be, because we have to assure that we can't find that ongoing money in another way. So it is really historic that we have made a commitment for ongoing funding for education so that every year we're not trying to do one-time money to keep our schools functioning well. This is really saying to our teachers, you matter in our classrooms, and we are now rolling up our sleeves and doing our commitment as a state, and we're all participating.
The law establishes a statewide average teacher salary goal of $48,500. Among other changes, it switches the way South Dakota distributes money to public schools from a dollar amount per student to funding based on a student-to-teacher ratio. Democrats say they can work with the new formula as long as leaders are willing to fix problems that arise. State Senator Billy Sutton says that may include altering the ratio the plan sets.
It wasn't because there was scientific studies that showed that that was the best student-teacher ratio for the outcomes of our kids. It was because that worked with the dollars that needed to be raised. That's a discussion that we're going to have is what is the right classroom size, and then in turn, what is the right student-to-teacher ratio to get the best outcome for the kids in South Dakota.
Sutton says he's concerned the legislation treats small districts and impact aid schools poorly. He says other lawmakers are committed to reviewing the impacts of the new funding formula so they can make necessary changes. Governor Dennis Dugard says he expects some modifications to the new funding formula next session because leaders are altering so many factors at the same time. Dugard says the education reforms passed this legislative session prove that a methodical approach helps solve significant problems. The governor says people were skeptical of the Blue Ribbon Task Force examining school funding. He says the group worked for 8 months to determine core challenges and comprehensive solutions.
So if we want the school districts to swallow some of this medicine that is found in the teacher-to-student ratios and the constraints on capital outlay and constraints on reserves and all the things, the wrapping of the other funds into the formula, then we need to have them see an incentive through new revenue.
The governor says South Dakotans need time to figure out how different elements of the package work together and affect districts. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Bultina in Sioux Falls.
The halfpenny sales tax increase also dedicates millions of dollars to property tax relief. Shortly before the education package was signed by the governor, South Dakota lawmakers approved the budget for the entire state. The latest funding plan starts July 1st. The budget includes total funding for all aspects of state government. State Senator Deb Peters says current and projected revenues fully fund the plan.
It satisfies the requirements set forth in our state constitution. This budget will serve our citizens and our state for the coming year and positions our state for future growth. In South Dakota, our system of budgeting works. We all work together. We all challenge each other, not just those members on the floor, but those members in committee, our staff, and the governor's staff.
Not every lawmaker supports the current budget. Some say they're against it because state lawmakers can do better at funding and prioritizing needs. Still, Senate Bill 172 that sets the next fiscal budget overwhelmingly passed both chambers and moves to the governor's desk. The passage of SB 172 means state lawmakers have finished the main part of their work for the 2016 legislative session. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Jennifer Jones has a look at the highlights.
House Minority Leader Spence Hawley says Democrats are disappointed Medicaid expansion did not happen this legislative session, but he says he's glad that other bills didn't get passed.
You know, there's a couple bills that would result in discrimination against certain types of people, and those were able to be squashed or vetoed by the governor. Also, you know, we had a measure brought to circumvent the initiated measure process and on regulating the payday loan, and that was killed.
As for bills that did make it to the governor's desk, Hawley says legislation changing education funding is the most significant. He says the half-cent sales tax increase required a lot of bipartisan discussion.
What this session showed is a good example that we need to send to Washington, D.C. and say, this is how you should do legislation. It needs to be across the aisle. One side doesn't have all the answers, and you can do a give and take and come up with a good product.
House Majority Leader Brian Gosch says the focus on education made this session less divided than previous years.
I mean, it was on everybody's mind for a long time and just kind of dominated the conversation, and you had less focus on anything else.
Gosch says overall, this session was pretty standard.
When I was an intern in 92, and when I served the last 9 years, and when I followed the legislature, they typically tend to tackle the same issues every year, the big issues, and so in that sense it was the same. Where the differences come in is the variations of how those issues get approached, and so the big difference this year was the tax increase.
Legislators have one final day of work this session. They have an opportunity to consider any vetoes the governor issues. Most lawmakers return to the Capitol for veto day later this month. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jennifer Jones.
This is the State House Podcast, brought to you by South Dakota Public Broadcasting.